And speaking of hot water, a man who knows how to get himself into and out of hot water, it's Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing.
Hey. Yes, while we rolling into winter here, yes, hot water is definitely something that I think most of us are
keen on.
certainly wanting in the morning and the evening.
And, you know, often something that is just taken completely for granted until you don't have it, or until something like your geyser goes pop, you switch it on and the water's flowing but it's not hot, and you're wondering why and what could be the cause and who do you call. Well, you should be calling a plumber, you should be calling a trusted expert, and Barry and his team, they deal with issues of hot water and geyser related nonsense all the time. And I was just chatting off air, and Barry impressing upon me the importance of geyser maintenance, which is something that I don't think many people realize is even an option. That your geyser is a maintainable thing that you can do preventative maintenance on to make sure that you don't have
100%. So probably one of the most important things that needs to be maintained in a geyser is the sacrificial anode.
That sounds kind of scary. There's anything with the word sacrificial in it, I like it a bit nervous. What is that?
No, so it's there. It sacrifices itself before the geyser gets consumed. It's, so
your geyser's like hero.
Because of water qualities and the electricity and all sorts of different reasons, you know, corrosion happens, or electrolysis happens, and it will attack the cylinder of the geyser. So it uses a softer metal to sacrifice itself first, instead of the geyser.
That's so noble. It's like this little bodyguard that's hanging out inside your geyser. It takes the bullets. It takes one for the team before the rest of the geyser starts to get pounded by, you know, 100%. Science.
So the important thing about the sacrificial anode is that it has to be earthed. The horrible thing with the sacrificial anode is they are the worst things to try and get out of a geyser because they kind of rust into place in their threads. And we've come across one or two geysers over the years where somebody has purchased the sacrificial anode and just thrown it into the cylinder. let's just throw a broomstick inside the toilet. I mean, inside the geyser, because that's what it will do.
Like a toilet floating thing.
Yeah, and so because it's not earthed, it doesn't do anything. So it's not bonded to the geyser, so it doesn't sacrifice itself. So off goes your geyser.
Okay, so it's not that kind of, it's not that simple. You really need someone who knows what they're doing to swap these things out and to install them, make sure they're properly earthed and functioning like they should. What's the, I mean, a different water quality affects the lifespan of these things. And our coastline, do you have a sort of rule of thumb on how often one should be changing
Once every 2 years.
Once every 2 years.
If you're in a soft water environment area, once a year inspection or replacement if you're in a hard water environment area. We do have both in this area. A little more inland and further up north, we've got a lot more hard water. Around our Belita area, we're pretty good with the soft water.
And when you say hard and soft water, this is water quality. It's got a certain amount of minerals in it.
Minerals in it, yeah. You'll feel it when you're in a shower. If you've got soft water and you put shampoo in your hair, you try and like rinse it out. Like really soft water, you battle to get the soap out of your hair. Hard water, you kind of battle to get the really hot water. You battle to get the soap to lather because it's just breaking it down. You get hard water anodes, you get soft water anodes, you get hard water elements and soft water elements.
And your geyser might have all of them, but if you don't know when your geyser was last checked and what the state of your anodes are, you could be sitting on a bit of a time bomb, because once that thing has been charred, once that sacrificial anode has sacrificed itself completely, then
it moves to the geyser casing, the cylinder.
and
itself.
That starts to get corroded and eroded. And once that thing gets to a critical stage, then you could have real issues. I mean, big time water bill, water damage. And you recently had a call out where someone had no hot water, didn't know what was going on, and then discovered, to their horror, a massive electricity bill and water bill. And what was the story?
Yeah, so shame. Poor client didn't really pay much attention to it. Kind of had lukewarm water and just dealt with it for a little while. But then the end of the month came and got a 10,000 rand electricity bill. Ooh. And a 20,000s water bill. Called us out to go and investigate, and they actually had a burst hot water pipe.
Properly burst and running, just...
Yeah, so the pipe went out of the roof, down the side of the house, into the ground, and across to a bathroom, and where it was running in the ground, it had popped.
Oh.
And it was just slowly squirting water out into the ground, heating the ground up. So there was a nice big dead patch of grass.
Poor earthworms.
And everything else that decided that was going to live there.
Sure.
But yeah, it's things like that. Don't just go, I've got no hot water, or it's lukewarm, or you know, you could really have a problem. So
because once your geyser drains itself dry because you've got a leak somewhere, now that element just continues to heat up, right?
So it won't even drain itself cold. It just drains itself down a couple of degrees, and then the element turns on. So you basically have the element running constantly.
Wow.
For 30 days.
And it's the most energy intensive, like, heating thing you'll have, apart from probably your toaster.
100%.
Or your kettle. Yeah. It's just like...
So things to keep an eye on, you know, like hot water and geysers, and, you know, if you suspect something funny, go and check your water meter, see if you've got a leak. If you do realize you've got a leak, go and turn your electrical board off, and so you're not wasting electricity, and get hold of a plumber and get them to come and keep you in hot water.
It's the kind of hot water you want to be in, trust me. And you're hearing it from a man who knows his plumbing, Chapman Plumbing. They are the geyser experts, they're the drain experts, they're the leak experts, and just plumbing fundies all round. Thank you for the education, Barry. If you didn't know, now you do. At least, you know, every 2 years. If you are the kind of person who believes that prevention is better than cure, get your geyser preventatively inspected and maintained. And swapping out or replacing an element a whole lot better than dealing with the headaches of a malfunctioning burst geyser down the line. Barry and the guys, this is what they do. So they'll do 100%. It proper. Thank you, my friend. And sure. wishing you plenty of warm water for the week ahead. And we'll connect again same time for another Tuesday chat. What do you say?
Hopefully it warms up a little bit. This weather's a little too cold for me.